He made threats against a professor. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. That's what police are saying about a former UCLA lecturer arrested in Colorado today after police say he sent concerning emails to the school. They say Matthew Harris had previously threatened to hunt a professor who was taken into custody after a standoff with police.
Boulder Police Chief Maris Harold said UCLA police told them the suspect was in Boulder. The chief said in his threatening emails there was a link to an 800-page manifesto filled with violent references, including threats to Boulder schools.
The investigation also revealed that the male had attempted to buy an unknown handgun at a store located in Jefferson County on November 2nd. He was denied this purchase.
A national database flagged him based on a protection order entered against him in California. Officers surrounded his apartment Tuesday morning in Boulder. Harris eventually came out and was arrested.
Fox says Jessica Rosenthal, a campus police officer and a campus safety officer at Bridgewater College in Northern Virginia, were shot and killed after an incident on the school's campus. The school's president in a statement said campus police officer John Painter and campus safety officer J.J. Jefferson were killed on campus while protecting us. They were beloved by students, faculty, and staff. A suspect was taken into custody about a half hour after the shooting. Pfizer is asking the FDA for emergency use authorization for COVID shots for kids under five. Winter storm watches and warnings up from Texas to the Great Lakes to Maine as another round of snow and ice is set to impact much of the country. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is asking people to stay off the roads.
In addition to black ice, which is hard to see and even more difficult to navigate, there will be other road conditions that could put your life in danger if you use those roadways.
The Northeast expected to feel the impact Thursday and Friday. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The Indiana State House backs tightening mail-in voting rules.
A GOP bill to tighten voting limits advances in the Indiana House, approved largely along party lines. Members voting 66 to 28 in favor of the bill that requires Indiana voters who request mail-in ballots to swear under possible penalty of perjury that they won't be able to vote in person at any time during the 28 days before Election Day. Supporters say the bill's aimed at encouraging in-person ballot casting during the early voting period. Democrats expressing concern it would discourage people from choosing their most convenient way to vote. The bill, sponsored by Representative Tim Wesko, now goes to the Republican-dominated state Senate. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
A second cruise ship is now docked in the Bahamas, trying to avoid seizure by U.S. authorities.
The Crystal Serenity is now docked at Bimini in the Bahamas, and its passengers have been taken by ferry to Fort Lauderdale. A U.S. federal court order is demanding the ship be seized. Crystal Serenity was in the midst of a long cruise and not intending to return to a U.S. port until May. Serenity's sister ship, the Crystal Symphony, made port in the Bahamas to avoid seizure in January. The parent company has apparently neglected to pay millions of dollars in fuel bills. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Tesla is recalling nearly 54,000 cars and SUVs because the full self-driving software lets them roll through stop signs without coming to a complete stop. The recall covers Model S sedans and X SUVs from 2016 through 2022, as well as 2017 to 2022 Model 3 sedans and 2020 through 2022 Model Y SUVs. Federal safety regulators say Tesla will disable the feature with a software update. The rolling stop feature allows vehicles to go through intersections with all-way stop signs at more than 5 miles per hour. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.